WNST, Towson Baltimore, and Baltimore Positive. Big shout out to one of our new old sponsors, Liberty Pure Solutions, back on. I got the shirts today. Doug Workman's out there. Don't let your pipes freeze. You know, I'm telling you right now, a little community service. Drip, drip, drip. At that time of year, it's getting a little chilly out. We're doing the Maryland Crab Cake Tour this week, and we're going to be up in Bel Air. We're going to be in Abingdon at Conrad's Crabs. We're going to be doing all that in conjunction with our friends at the Maryland Lottery. I'll be letting myself play. I got my I love the Maryland Lottery. We're letting ourselves. My wife's onto that the Powerball jackpot as well. But that is all on Friday. We're going to be joined by Harford County Executive Barry Glassman. And the next Friday, we're at Pappas Cafe in Cockeysville. We're going to be joined by Mike Bordick, former Oriole player, as well as Jim Reese from Offa Kerman, and my pal Leonard Raskin at Raskin Global. Next week is a week of reflection for all of us, at least on the interwebs. If you're out popping around on Monday, spending all your money, eating your leftover pumpkin pie, we've heard about this Day of Giving thing the last few years, and I'm all about it. Our friends at Wise Markets have talked to us about rounding up and things we're doing, and any of you know how much I love animals and the importance of my cat in my life. Bailey Deacon joins us from Barks. She does not know this, but my wife and I got rid of a whole bunch of blankets recently. We were going to run them out to Be More Humane, out to Nicodemus Road, all the way up. But Barks is down near downtown, and my wife's like, hey, they moved. They're not down by the trains, the bus station, and down by the stadium. We're, you know, a little further. We're going to have Cherry Hill. I went down. Bailey, I want to tell you, that's one heck of a facility. We had COVID going on, and we're locked down. I can't come in and hear all the dogs barking and have my heart broken, want to take them all home. But we drove down, and I said, look at Barks. They're moving up here. Look at how beautiful. And I had seen the opening. A lot of friends attended, but I didn't get a chance to make it down. How are you today?
I'm good. It's chilly this morning, but, you know, happy to be here at the shelter. The dogs are barking. I'm not sure if you can hear them.
I hope I hear them. I had Dan Shaughnessy on. His dog was barking downstairs at the mailman. I'm like, that's great. That's good radio when the dogs bark behind you, you know?
But yeah, we moved. We actually moved on May 5th of 2020 to this new facility. So you're right. A lot of people haven't seen it, but it is a complete 180 from the facility that Barks was founded in, which was the old one downtown that was literally.
Now, I had been in that one. Okay. So when we went looking for Nala, y'all had a cat we were very interested in, and we couldn't visit at the time. The cat had an illness or something that, you know, because my wife's like Match.com for animals. When we lost our cat over 4 years ago, I mean, we were both online just like searching. We were heartbroken, and we thought we were going to wait a while, but like we didn't make the 13 days like without a cat. So we had to go get another cat because we were just a mess. So I remember coming down to your place, and there were a lot of people and a lot of animals, but not a lot of space. And no. I used to drive down that back road many times. I live downtown, so sometimes going over to the stadium, and I would see people walking, you know, dog walkers, walking dogs back along the train tracks where you were. Give me a primer on the new place, because I haven't been inside. I haven't seen a lot of pictures. You're obviously in there with the dogs and cats. A different world and a planned community for you, right? Like the other facility, I think, was just a place, not really planned for what it was meant to be, but there was a lot of planning involved in this, right?
Yeah. So the old facility was built in the 70s. It was built to be a municipal shelter. It had no animals got adopted out of there. It was in really bad shape. So when we came along about 17 years ago, tried to make it into a modern adoption facility, it didn't meet our needs. So when we got to this shelter, which is about 40-50% bigger, but so, like you said, so much more planned out. We have a mile of walking trails, wooded walking trails on the facility that let us walk the dogs right here on the property.
Well, the other thing is with animals, and anybody knows an animal, like, it, you know, cats have to play, you know what I mean? They have to, or, you know, and dogs have to walk. And the stress level on these animals, I visited a friend in Chicago the other day. He lives in a big high rise, one of my dearest friends, and he's got a rescue dog who had some real awful things happen to it. But like, seeing dogs that have trauma and brought to your facility, having a beautiful place to walk is one way you can mellow an animal out so they become a companion, right? I mean, having a good space, having a good situation in your shelter is going to create a good situation for an owner.
That's exactly it. It makes every single animal more adoptable. And you said you're a cat guy. We have these new free roam cat rooms too, so the cats can actually.
Well, our little girl's on. Our little girl. We have to talk to get our girl on the camera. But this is our little girl here. She doesn't really. She's stage fright. She's stage fright. But she is here. She didn't want any part of me. But if my wife's here, it's all good. You know. So you were saying. I'm sorry. I interrupted. You were talking. You saw the beauty of my cat on the screen.
Yeah. So we have these free roam cat rooms here, which are great because, like, you know, dogs, right, they need to get outside, and so they need to walk, they need to do all these things, get their energy out to make them more adoptable. And so this facility actually has cat space too that does the same thing. So we've got these big rooms where social cats can hang out with other cats. There's, you know, all kinds of stuff on the walls, shelves, bridges, just fun stuff for them to interact with. And cats that are in those rooms get adopted so fast for that exact reason. People can picture them in their house, you know, what it's going to be like to actually own them. So the facility overall is just so much better, so much bigger, and really meets our needs a lot better. Especially, we also have this huge medical wing, which we did not have at the old shelter. The old shelter's medical wing was a series of closets. Here we have an actual medical wing so that we can do more medical treatment here on site instead of having to always transport animals and outsource it.
Bailey Deacon is here. She's with Barks. She's the director of community stuff and making sure these beautiful animals are taken care of. And give me, how long you been at Barks?
I've been at Barks for 6.5 years.
Okay. So at its zenith, what's the most amount of animals, dogs and cats you've had there on the worst day when it's overcrowded and it's where it is and the least? I mean, just a range of the year for... I mean, I know you always have animals, and when you have too many, and I mean, God knows you bust some facility and there's 50 cats, you know, these awful stories we hear about. But when you have overpopulation and under, give me a seasonal look at what November and December winter represents for these animals.
So on average, like if it's just an average month, we'll take in 1,000 animals per month. But that does not necessarily account for, you know, we just recently took in 137 cats in one day from one space. So we're an open admission shelter.
I said 50 and I thought I was being outrageous. I thought that's a dumb number, 50. And then you come to me with 137. I mean, the things people do with animals, when I saw my friend's dog last weekend, just blew my mind.
It's, you know, this is a high volume shelter. We're open admission, like I said. So even if we, you know, don't really have the space for 137 cats, we have to make it work. So that's what's interesting about Barks, in my opinion, over the years, is that we walk in here. I walk in here today and we don't know what kind of day it's going to be. You know, I hope that it's an average day. I hope we get an average of 30 animals today, but you never know what's going to happen because we have that contract with Baltimore City Animal Control. They're going to bring us whatever, you know, whatever they're walking into that day. And it can be, I've seen some crazy things. We had 66 pythons a few years ago that all came in the 2 days before Christmas. So, you know, that's the thing about Barks. And that's why, you know, I'm always out on these shows, like telling our story and telling people why we need support, because we can't run this place just as our employees. We need volunteers. We need donors. We need adopters. This place doesn't run just with Barks and its staff.
Bailey is here. She is from Barks. Everybody knows about Barks. athletes help Barks. Show Your Soft Side help. I help Barks. My wife takes stuff down to Barks in Cherry Hill, and they do have a new facility. I got a chance to go down and check it out. About a month and a half ago, we were moving, so we were cleaning, man. You might still get some more stuff from us before it's all over with here. Give us the lowdown on Giving Tuesday and the Gift of Life and all the stuff that you're doing here. And, you know, and I talk a lot about Be More Humane, and you even code share. You guys are just all about saving animals, and this is a time when people want to give. And when I think about giving, I'm going to be giving to you and the Be More Humane and talking about dogs and cats because I see the value it creates for so many people in my life, including us.
So I love Giving Tuesday. Every year we pick a theme. We try and support one of our main programs here. And so this year, we did it last year too. We're going to keep the same theme as last year. We take in over just about 1,000 animals that are senior and need, you know, have extraordinary medical needs or extensive medical needs or even hospice. And so that program is called our Love Lasts Forever program. It takes care of all of their medical, and it also waives their adoption fee to make them more desirable to get adopted so that they're not waiting at the shelter for a long time. But that's what we're going to be raising money for this Giving Tuesday. We're going to give it all to that program for our senior animals in hopes that, you know, we can fund the program for the year and, you know, really shed a light on why adopting a senior pet can be so rewarding, both for that pet and for the new owner.
Our cat, Kitty, was 6.5 when we rescued her. This one was this big. We saw her, and I was like, we got to have her, a little thing. So we've had her 4.5 years. So animals, you know, they're part of the family. They're going to eat your pumpkin pie this weekend. It definitely will eat the figgy pudding. Mine's really into shrimp and really into chicken and stuff like that. So, you know, she's begging for milk in the morning when I have my Rofo coffee here in my cold roofing mug. We're doing the good work here during the holidays. Lots and lots of ways to give during the season. Consider our friends at Barks and consider not just giving, consider taking. Go down there and take home some love with you, some furry love, dogs or cats. So what do you adopt more of, dogs or cats at Barks?
Well, we actually take in more cats. So we take in about 7,000 cats a year and about 5,000 dogs and then 1,000 others. So we have a barn here, but there's a pig out there right now.
Turtles?
We had a turkey last week who got to go to a turkey sanctuary. But we take in everything here, but we do take in more cats, and so we adopt out more cats as well.
This is a whole new thing at Thanksgiving that you pardon turkeys at Barks. You know, that's kind of an amazing thing.
That is right. Animals that get adopted from here do not become Thanksgiving dinner, and so our turkey tag.
See, that should have been a PR stunt for you guys. You should have pardoned the turkey. Adopt the dog, pardon the turkey, right?
You know what? The communication side of me thought about it, but I just wanted Ted to go on to a beautiful sanctuary.
Get outside the box, Bailey. Come on, man. Let's you know, I thought you loved these animals. We got to pardon turkeys is what we got to do. Bailey, for people giving, how do they do it? Tell folks how they can get involved here to help you out.
So we, you know, we always run the Giving Tuesday campaign on our website, but I always encourage people to tune into our Facebook and our Instagram on Giving Tuesday, because what we actually do to raise the money is we show a senior animal that's in our shelter right now, dogs and cats, and we try and raise about $500 per animal to take care of all their medical needs. And like I said, waive their adoption fees. So I always tell people to tune in to our Facebook, because every time we hit that 500 for that animal, we put out another one. So it's a fun day to watch, you know, not just to raise the money overall for the program, but to watch people invest in those specific animals. And sometimes during the day too, they get adopted, which is even more fun when we can update and say, not only did we raise the money to cover all their care while they were here, but they got to go home today. So I tell everyone to tune into our Facebook on Giving Tuesday. It's a lot of fun.
All right, let's get some forever homes for the furry creatures. Barks is there. You know how to reach Bailey. You know they're down at Cherry Hill now. Go down and support them and help them out here during the holidays and take home some furry love. My girl, I hurt my back last month, and I decided she's part of my PT. So I got to get on the floor and do all these back exercises. So she's getting extra PT playtime in her. You know what? Cats are crazy. My wife bought a tree, for our old cat to lie in, and she died right when we bought the tree. So it's the worst thing in the world. We came home, that tree's in the corner. We had to get another cat. Our cat likes the tree, but we had a delivery of a desk here about 2.5 months ago. And, you know, we live up high, so the desk comes in all of this paper, like kind of like crab paper, if you can you can imagine, like rolls of this, you know, manila crab paper, wrapping paper. And we put it on the floor, and 2.5 months later, it has become her sanctuary. She plays in it, under it, on top of it. It loves to make noise in it. It's helped her out from not being so skittish about noises, but it's amazing animals, the things that they adopt and the food they adopt and like the fact that she jumps on my wife's shoulder, like the bird and Beretta, like this animals just create joy all day long. They really do.
You know, so I have cats too. And I have to say, that's always my pitch to people when they're like, hey, I don't know if I can, if I have the time or the funds to adopt a cat. And all you need is a cardboard box or some paper. It'll make that cat stay. But I love that story. I love that. We had a couch delivered at our house. I too live downtown in the city. So the couch came in pieces and, you know, I had a million boxes and we called it Kitty City. And I left these boxes in my living room for months.
We had a Taharka sponsored me at Christmas last year and they sent me home with the box that they put 8 pints of ice cream in. So it's just, you know, perfect for her, you know, 4 little pints, perfect for her. She that became the box on our counter for 6 months because I put her name on it. It had a name tag. I put Nala on it and she just sat in that box forever. So we hope to have her forever. We treat her right, feed her right. When she's hungry, she gets anything she wants. She's the queen. That's why we named her Nala. She's the queen of the Nile here, queen of the Chesapeake at this point. Adopt animals. They change your life. They make you better. They make you kinder. Make you more responsible. I might not even be able to go to Cleveland 2 weeks from now because who's going to cat sit Nala? You know, you can't leave her home for 3 days like that. You know, like she needs playtime. So, but we're into it, into the holiday season. Anybody that has an animal, you know, and give. Anything happening in 22 I need to know about? Do you have some big event? Do you do a Super Bowl where everybody comes down?
I mean, we're gonna have some adoption events around the Super Bowl. We always do. We may or may not, I can't say this for sure, but we may or may not have a little spotlight during the Puppy Bowl. Maybe.
All right. All right. Good. I like that. Well, even more so if the Ravens are in the Super Bowl, we'll be featuring the Barks Puppy Bowl, right?
I mean, that would certainly be the dream, wouldn't it? And we also, you mentioned our partnership with Show Your Soft Side. We also, this is a, you know, not on, I mean, we're on the record, but we are looking to bring back Project Runway in 2022.
Nice. All right. Good. I have been invited to that many times. I have never made it up to the Royal Farms Arena. I've always been like out of town that night. It's a weird thing that's going
you
on. So
come. We have cuddle corners filled with kittens. You can just lay down and just get run over by 3 dozen kittens. It's a great time.
Tell Frank I'll support it. Just let him know. All right. You tell Frank down at the arena. I would say, you know, when you talk about cats and stuff, I think about funny things that happen, but my wife and I went 2 years ago this week, right after Thanksgiving, we went to Asia, and we were chasing you two. So we went to Tokyo, and we went to Seoul, South Korea, and we're in Seoul, and we're gone 8 or 9 days at this point, and everything's good with Nala. She's fed. We have sitters, you know, all that. So, but we're on the road, and we're walking through Myeongdong area in Seoul, which is the outdoor where they have all the outdoor food in the markets, and it's not alleyways. It's more like an outdoor mall. It's not. It wasn't built in the 1500s. It's modern, you know, but it's all shopping and all lights. And my wife comes up and they love cats in Asian culture, just love cats. Hello Kitty, the whole deal, right? And they had a cat cafe. And, you know, Asia's built up. Everything goes up in the sky. So we had to like walk up to the 7th floor to go to the cat cafe because all the malls are upper. And we went into this cat cafe, paid $15. And you get a free boba tea and you can hang out and cuddle with the cats. This is what we did on our vacation. We like rolled up on the 7th floor and we hung out with cats for an hour and pet all the cats in the cat cafe. So, you know, we're a little weird about animals around here, Bailey. I'll be honest with you.
I love it. You know, I isn't a vacation better when you get to also interact with an animal? When you get to,
I went up to my friend's hotel. It was like a hotel room. He lives in the sky in Chicago. I went up to his condo to pee, and I got pictures. I got 20 pictures of his dog licking my head. Like I'll find him and I'll put him up. And his dog was a rescue too. So you know, this is here you go. See, this is a doggy licking my head. See, if I put it up the right way, there it is, right there. There you go. Rescues everywhere. Bailey, you've rescued me this morning. We're going to help rescue you guys. Giving Tuesday, Gift of Life. It all happens next week, but dogs and cats always down at Barks. And if you have – what are the things that you – my wife knows about cardboard and sheets but not fitted, right? There's some rules. What else could people donate to food, right? Stop by Wise, buy some dog and cat food, right?
You hit all the big things. So yes, cardboard flat boxes. We use them for litter boxes here because we have over 200 cats in our shelter at any given time. We can't clean litter boxes, so we use those cardboard ones so that we can throw them away. But that's, we always need those. So if you have them laying around your office, if you know, have them laying around your brewery, or if any other, you know, liquor store, we need them. So we would love to have them.
If they're really big, deliver them to me and my wife because we're moving next month, so we need them. So I'm sorry. We'll give them to you when we're done.
And then blankets, towels, we go through those like crazy too. Again, you know, all together we can house about 300 animals here at the shelter, and we usually do. So that's a lot of laundry. A lot of it, you know, can't make it through the wash, has to be tossed. So we're always needing those secondhand blankets and linens. And then yes, food. We have a food pantry here. So some food that gets donated can be fed to the animals here at the shelter, but most of it actually goes into our food pantry that helps families that are in crisis who, you know, need a little bit of extra help. So we have a free food pantry that anybody can come down and get food from. So when you donate food to the shelter, that's what it goes towards. It goes towards helping keep pets in their homes. But yeah, toys and anything that you need at your own house for your pets, Barks needs it too.
Perfect. All right, Bailey. I think we've read the gospel according to animals here in Baltimore at Barks. So get out, help everybody. Thanksgiving for you. First off, where are you from originally? Because that would tell me a little bit about the Thanksgiving diet, because Thanksgiving's a little more regional than I thought. I'm trying to figure out the sides that I haven't yet had on my Thanksgiving, because I'm adding this year. I'm trying to go variety this year. I'm getting away from the green bean casserole and the mashed potatoes.
So I am originally from Chicago, but I'm a Baltimore girl. I've been here for 16 years. So, but we keep it pretty simple at our house.
No sauerkraut and kielbasa on your Thanksgiving, no?
No.
So you're not East Baltimore then. All right. I mean, this is where we delineate. What do you have that's weird? Do you do carrots or something? What are you doing?
We do. So this is the one thing that I've brought from Chicago with me. Cornbread casserole.
See, I knew there'd be something. I never heard of this. All right, go ahead.
So it's Jif. It's creamed corn from a can. It's whole corn kernels from a can. It's a ton of sour cream, milk and eggs. And you just whip it all together and it makes this extremely dense cornbread that you have to eat as a casserole. I mean, it's the Midwest. Everything's a casserole in the Midwest.
Well, it's funny you'd say this, because I literally have two slices of, and it's not real Chicago style. It's not the deep dish that you're from Chicago. I got it at Pequod's. You ever had a Pequod's pizza?
If not, no.
Caramelized crust on the north side. It's delicious. There's two locations. I mean, you can gold belly it or whatever, but get it fresh. I have two slices in the fridge because I was in Chicago the other day beating your football team. And I folded my half a leftover pizza like a stromboli, and I wrapped it all up and stuffed it in my refrigerator, and I muled it home. I had it for dinner last night, and it weighed about 10 pounds. So, like, hey, everything in Chicago comes in a casserole and weighs and will break your luggage on the way home. Is that what you're telling me? How much does this thing weigh, this casserole you're talking about?
It's pretty heavy. You need two hands to get it out of the oven.
Grandmom can't get – my mom would say, help me get this out of the oven is what she – right? Exactly, like the turkey. Yeah. I'm Googling this. Cornbread – you said Jif, like peanut butter?
No, like the Jif, the little blue boxes of cornbread mix.
Cornbread mix. Oh, that. I know what you're talking about. Okay, all right.
Can't make it with anything else. It never turns out right unless it's that one.
So. I'm Googling this. Cornbread casserole. I'm asking everyone. Good. Are you the type that doesn't eat pumpkin pie or no? You're good with pumpkin pie.
I've never met a pie I don't love.
Okay, so, all right.
I love pumpkin pie.
I've been selling mincemeat pie real hard here during the holidays. People are like, I'm like, no, it's not raccoon, man. It's just got like some dates and some fruits and some nuts in it. It's mincemeat. It's like fruitcake. Old people ate it. You know, my mom was old, so she ate it, and now I have the gene. Not fruitcake. I won't touch that. I mean, it's like a shoe. Bailey, take care of yourself. Take care of those animals down there. We'll come down and give them some love. I'm glad Nala at least showed her little bandit face on the air from time to time. We take a lot of pictures of her when she's not watching.
You know, she made the perfect cat appearance. I have for many years now tried to take cats on TV, tried to take cats on any sort of media, and the little push of the legs and the I'm out of here is how it always goes. So she did exactly as expected on camera.
Well, you know what? Listen, this cat is incredible. So we actually got her a wheel, you know, cat wheel, like the hamster wheel. So my wife got her that. She actually does get on it. Like, and I can prove this to you. I'll share the screen. I put this up on Facebook. She gets on that. That's my girl. She gets on her wheel. So if you see that, that's her.
We have two of those here at the shelter, and most of the cats just lay in it. Like, you know, like it's some kind of incredible throne.
I came out at 3 a.m. and, you know, I work early, and I heard her, and I actually caught her. If she catches you videoing her, she'll stop. She's got stage. If she sees you with the camera, it's over. So you have to kind of sneak it in. But I think we're wondering why she's eating so much. And then I see her on the wheel in the middle of the night, and I'm like, my girl's out exercise. She's getting ready for the season, for her winter coat. Bailey Deacon is here. She's Barks. Give to them next week. Take from them, for crying out loud. Get down there and adopt a pet. Adopt a dog or a cat. People saying, oh, I'm not a cat. Well, then get a dog. That's fine. Your dog person, get a dog. Your cat person, get a cat. But either way, show some love during the holiday to our friends at Barks. Thanks for coming on, Bailey. We'll see you soon, all right?
Thank you. Happy holidays.
Project Runway coming back. There you go. The rumors have been spread. I am Nestor. We are WNST having Wise Conversations. Our friends at Wise do tons of stuff for animals. They have a springtime promotion I can't wait to be involved with. I was just talking to Jamie Anosky about that this week. We're doing rounding up here locally for Student Support Network, which is pantries and children in local schools in Baltimore County. So make sure you're taking care of everyone on Giving Tuesday, including yourself. Be kind to yourself. Have a good Thanksgiving. And I tell you not to eat too much, but I'll break my own rules. We are WNST, AM 1570, Towson, Baltimore, and we never stop talking Baltimore positive.